Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living the keto lifestyle, my name is Tammy. I'm your host, and today you're listening to Naked 6, Week 3. And I forgot to mute my phone, so you're going to hear the little texting blips coming through. But that's okay. Last time you guys had to put up with my driving noises, so yeah. I'm a noisy podcaster. What can I say? Hey, so I'm late. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know if any of you are pins and needles waiting for me to podcast about week three, and recapping week two, but I literally just got busy. Like I totally forgot to podcast. Today I was just sitting here finally thinking, just taking a deep breath from like, oh gosh, it's been whirlwind this week already. And the rest of the week is even crazier. And I went, hey, I never podcasted Sunday, so I'm late. Week two, recap. I did not do great. Week two was really hard. I kind of look back now and wish that I would have done a second week on just tracking food, because I'm now into week three and I'm just being legit and like totally transparent. I have not tracked well this week or last week. So I am struggling a little bit and that's okay. So during any journey, during any, a challenge, anything like that, new endeavor in your life, you're going to have ups and downs. I have been so transparent with this podcast in that the ups and downs happen. I still lost 50 pounds, but I had ups and downs all the time. And I am there right now. I'm still doing well, still tracking with losing weight and not gaining, which is great. But I still am just wanting to actually come before you and say, yeah, I didn't do a great job. At least not with tracking. So tracking felt, if you remember, week one was all about tracking and focusing on tracking. And I did great that first week, phenomenal. Total so far, I've lost 8 pounds. And I'm only, you know, into the third week, so that's good. But yeah, so week two, my focus was going to be affirmations and tracking. Well, tracking started going by wayside and by the end of the week and then into this week, and affirmations had started to go by wayside at the same time. So I guess what I can say is that the affirmations legitimately helped me. And even in week one, I was doing the affirmations, not with an affirmations app, but just kind of on my own, I was doing them. And things went so much better that first week. So I just, this week for week three, I am actually needing to just revisit. I'm already a couple of days into week three and I'm like, wow, like I was already ready to add a third component to the 6 week challenge, but I need to get this back under control first. So for the rest of this week, I'm going to focus on counting carbs. Actually all macronutrients. I just inputting my food really. When I'm not inputting my food, I'm not watching to make sure I stay under the 20 carbs. And then the affirmations. So I really want to focus, get through this week doing those two things. I will say that I'm going to San Diego. Tomorrow I'm fasting all day. And in fasting all day tomorrow, I'm doing it to pray actually for something pretty specific. And so tomorrow's going to be a fasting day. So inputting my stuff should be easy because I won't be eating anything. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I am going to track my food and I'm going to do my affirmations. I will admit that when I'm in San Diego, I'm probably going to eat more carbs than I should. I'm going to make sure that I input the food, even if it's not keto, even if I go off track, I'm committing to putting my food in because I'm trying to develop the habit of getting back into the lifestyle of tracking food. And like last week in the beginning of this, I really struggled. And so I want to get that back under control, but I also am just being, I'm just being real to say that this week, In San Diego, I plan to have some fish tacos. And I'm going to a wives party. And so I plan to have a little bit more than I usually would when it comes to carbs. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. But ultimately, I just wanted to come confess and say that I need to reel this sucker back in and just go from there. I am still happy with weight loss. I'm still happy and feeling really good. So, yeah, I mean, really, I think that's it. Super short, week six. Wow, it's the end of a Tuesday. I'm already like brain fried. Yeah, my brain is fried. But the Naked Six, there we go. I was looking for the words. So super short Naked Six episode. But I still wanted to just get in here and just honor the commitment to podcasting once a week. And so I'm late, but I'm being forgiving to myself. We got to remember at the end of the day, we need to love ourselves. We need to love just the journey. Sometimes that means it's not perfect and we make mistakes. And so lucky for you, I am the first to admit them. It's going to be okay. So it's not like I'm crying in the corner and being like, oh, not only am I late to podcasting, but I also messed up last week and this week and boohoo, I'm just going to quit. Why should I even bother? Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm a big girl and make mistakes, whatever. I just am going to pick myself back up and move on. So you should do the same. Give yourself love, give yourself grace. I really do think that that is key. I feel like if I wouldn't have given myself love and grace and a second chance every day, did you hear me? A second chance every day, I don't think I would have lost that initial 50 pounds. I don't think I would have, because those components right there, really, I think that they were key in helping me to continue to press on, continue to move forward. So, that being said, you guys, thank you for listening, and I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife.